Listen, don't get all excited because I invited you to this. I will even pay as if I was another one of your clients. I just needed a mage and you were the first one I thought of. That's all. Easy as that. What are we collecting? Oh, well, dear. I call almost everyone dear, so don't even look at me like that. I just need some ingredients for my potions. You know, mushrooms and some other stuff. Of course I'm not scared of the creatures in the deep of the forest. That's why I've got you, dummy. You are my personal human shield against all creatures. If they have to eat one of us, I'll make sure to tell them that you taste better. Oh, hush. You know I wouldn't really do that. All the town would think I'm crazier than they already think I am. They would even kill me. You are their perfect mage. Always to rescue the innocent. So how does fame taste, huh? I hope it's unbearable. To always be the centre of attention. If I remember correctly, you're quite anxious with society. Poor little wizard. Suffering. Nah, I'm not that sorry. Maybe a little. Me? You want to know how I've been doing? Fine, thank you. I'm currently creating an amazing new potion that could be the first to make someone completely invisible. Based on different concepts, it was impossible. But, of course, that word is not in my dictionary. Also, in other news, for strange reasons, people are now buying more of my potions. I know, right? It's so weird that people suddenly remember that I exist. This way I could be a millionaire by the end of the year. How exciting. I could buy tons of new things and then rule the world. Why are you laughing? I'm being totally serious here. I could be even more famous than you. Then it would be funny for you, wouldn't it? Well, yeah, they need both magic and potions to go on adventures and that sort of stuff. Which means, even if I want, I cannot avoid your presence. Oh, how disgusting. What? You could go to the next village so I could have all the fame? No! I mean, no, why would you do that? I don't want another sworn enemy. It's more than enough with you. Imagine having to compete with a complete stranger mage. No, thank you. Why are you so tense all of a sudden? Everything all right, dear? What do you mean, shut up? I won't take orders from... Okay, I'm quiet now. What are you sensing? You still don't know if it's a dragon or a bigger beast. Excuse me. What? So it's still a little far. That's good. Maybe we can avoid them. You know, go to other places where there's no big beasts around? Good. I will follow you then. Oh, I'm so glad I brought you with me. My personal compass and human shield. If you're my human shield, why did I bring a bag full of potions? Good question. Well, there are plenty that could help me escape in case things got ugly. You know? Speed and stamina, for example. Speaking of stamina, a little birdie told me you've been going from quest to quest. You are taking care of yourself, right? Well, because we both went to the same classes and learned what could happen if you overdo it. It's dangerous, you know? If you don't rest enough, then you can go through burnout or something like that. Of course I'm not worried about you. Yeah, we are enemies, but who would I hate if you die? Have you been eating well? I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you've been looking a little pale lately. And those dark circles around your eyes make you look like the Walking Dead. You know? Just saying. No need to get so quiet all of a sudden. Was that you? What do you mean by no? What do you mean by no? So the beast is closer? Oh, no, I'm not panicking. It's not like I'm just an alchemist who spends all day in a lab with closed doors, experimenting and reading and writing and not fighting beasts. I'm not panicking at all. Oh, shit, shit, shit. What now, genius? I hide, pretty obvious, and you? Hey, come back here, you. Oh, that idiot. Running like that without even telling me, and I'm just hiding here in a bush. Like a coward. Oh, but what could I possibly do? Maybe a potion of strength? Or a potion for speed so I can attack quickly? Or maybe... You're back. And alive. What an idiot you are! Did you know that? An absolute complete idiot. Going to the dragon as if you were an adventurer in search of danger. Now, come here. Let me see you. No visible cuts or bruises. Even your face is unharmed. Any pain you're hiding from me? No? Good. What about dizziness or double vision? No? Good. Good. That's good. Do you need a stamina potion? I think I have one over here. No? Are you sure about that? I mean, I could force you to drink it, but I know you won't. You are a lot of things, but you don't follow orders, rebel. You do look pale. Are you sure you want us to continue? Yeah? All right then, let's go. According to my head, the cave we are looking for is to the right. The mushrooms I need grow there. Why do I need those? I'm not going to tell you. Top secret. And I wish to keep it that way. So now I take the lead. Listen, if you need a moment or two to stabilize yourself, that's okay. I can count to five and you can recalculate the fact that you almost got eaten by a dragon. Deal? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 1/4. 4 1/2. And 5. Better? Good. Now, come on, let's get going. If that thing was here in broad daylight, I can't imagine what could appear at night. I guess a werewolf, yeah, but there are so many night creatures. Maybe even ones that we don't know about yet. Just keep moving, please. I don't know what else to talk about. Huh? Excuse me? Did I know about what exactly? Oh, about the cat that keeps coming to your door every morning and goes after you finish breakfast. No, had no idea about him, or her, or they. We don't know the kitty's pronouns. Well, maybe it's just a stray that got attached to you. Maybe you feed them while you're eating and they like it. Or you give good head pats. Possibilities are endless. Infinite, actually. Maybe they just want to check on you, I don't know. We are getting close to the cave, but those damn trees are making it hard to see. Oh, and I forgot the night vision potions. Stupid me. Yeah, you could create light for us to see, but you just fought a dragon if you hadn't noticed. Well, your funeral. Go on then. Wow, that light of yours is brighter now. You've been practicing, haven't you? Yeah, I can see it. An improvement. Seems like having all those quests do something in your head. I remember back at the academy. You were always the worst in all the practices. And you said you were a natural. I used to think you were naturally stupid. But looking at how powerful you're getting, I still think that you have more potential. Hey, you're right. Maybe I should stop with the human lamp thing. I brought a lantern, I can take it out of my bag. Yeah, sure, you're fine. You're walking like a newborn unicorn, all wobbly and unsteady. Here, I have a lantern. Turn off that stupidly bright light of yours. Before you pass out. Shit. Hey. Hey, you. Wake up, little mage. Come on. This isn't funny. Come on now. Oh, I knew they were just pretending back there. That spell took a lot out of them, and yet they're so stubborn. They can't even admit when they don't feel good. Mage, come on. Dear, please wake up. You're scaring me. Come on, you. Open your eyes. Come on. Hey. Hi there. No. Don't even try to get up. What happened? What happened was that you passed out. Overworked yourself with that little trick of yours. I caught you before you hit the ground, so we're clear, don't worry. Here, drink this. It doesn't even taste that bad, it's like blueberry with something else. Trust me, you wouldn't even feel it. Just drink up. You see? It didn't even taste that bad, did it? Good little mage. Now we are going to stay sitting here, whether you like it or not. You are as white as a ghost and you say you're fine. You have been overworking yourself, accepting all the quests they throw at you, not knowing how to say no. You've not been eating properly or getting enough rest, and yet you say you're fine. Listen, magic isn't always your friend, and you know it. All big power comes with a price. And this is the least that can happen if you overdo it like it. Really, I've read about it. You can even die from overworking yourself. Don't be such an idiot, please. And whatever reason would it be worth it for you to do this? Not even all the gold in the world is worth your health. You want to feel that you're good enough. Why would you even doubt it? I mean, you're an awesome mage. Just look at the way that dragon flew away like a chicken. It was amazing. Trust me. I don't give compliments often, so you really should believe me. You know, all of the town used to talk about how weak of a mage you were. Do you think they would notice if I put drops of a potion to turn them into toads? What? I mean, they are stupid people, that's for sure. A little scare would do them some good. Oh, just kidding. Kidding. What? No, I didn't say I had a potion of transfiguration. Or that I needed those mushrooms we were searching for so I could use it on said potion because I was running out of it. Okay. I'm the cat. I'm the cat you love so much and mysteriously only appears only at your meal times. What? It was important for me to know that you were at least eating something. And I enjoyed it, after all. Your cooking is rather good. I know I could have just asked, but I'm scared of being your friend. All the friends I had in the past left me when they knew what I wanted to be. Alchemists are just mad scientists, stuck in a lab all day doing crazy things, they said. Oh, people in town also think I'm crazy. I don't know, I have a hard time trusting people. You think my work is amazing? Wow. Thank you, I guess. Wait. What? So you were the one recommending my stuff to travellers and adventurers? Now it makes sense. Would I like to be your friend instead of your enemy? Oh. Yes, that would be nice. I will try my best to be a good friend and not bully you as much. How about this? If you promise not to overdo it again, and I promise to work on not being so mean to you as much. And if anyone says something bad about you, well, it won't be my fault if they wake up as toads. Let me just go collect my ingredients, and then we can go back to my house. You do need rest. And who could possibly think that you're with me? Exactly. Sit there while I finish up. Tell me something. What's your favourite plant? Yes, it's my first friendly question. This is new to me, so shut up, okay? You're laughing. I'm glad you're feeling better at least.